in underground and dance music. Trickstar Radio.
Speaking to the best underground artists from around the world. Exclusively here on Trickstar Radio. Breakfast with Kovu presents the interview hour.
Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu as we continue to bring you very in-depth conversations with different artists and musical figures from around the world. Today, we're getting into a conversation which I feel is so insanely long overdue. A duo that I've been working with for a long period of time, a duo that I really enjoy listening to, and just in general, a very lively pair. We have both of the boys, both of the Jacks from Earthnut in the building. How are we doing, guys?
Hey, up. How's it going?
Yeah, all good, mate, yeah. All good.
How are we doing? It's good to get you both on the line. As I said before, it feels like this is an interview that's very long overdue. Obviously, we've had conversations on different platforms, but actually getting you onto the breakfast show is something that I feel we've need to do for a while. So, yeah, do you want to kind of introduce yourselves to kind of kick us off and obviously talk through how you first started making music together?
We met at university, and that's sort of how it all kicked off. I was doing music technology and Leechy was not, but yeah, we sort of combined our musical brains, and we were listening to loads of garage at the time and sort of, you know, involved in doing events down there with our friends. There's a lot of drum and bass, a lot of bass line at the time. We sort of started getting really into old school garage and just wanted to make some music together, really.
This was like, what would it be, like 2016, 2017? So it was it was at the height of Bassline. You know, all the Skepsis, the Dark Seas, all of that, when that kind of sound really kicked off. And me and Jack, we met through a group of our friends who were doing a events company called Sweatshop Audio, and they were pushing a lot of that Bassline and a lot of like drum and bass as well at the time. And we just both loved UK garage and techno, and we started off making music. Because Jack was on music technology, I was doing journalism, but I'd always, I had Ableton on my computer, I'd always make tunes and stuff. So kind of combined our brains and started making this weird stuff.
Awesome, man. I mean, it's a cool way of kind of linking up. And obviously, a lot of the time when we talk to producers on this show, it does tend to be around sort of uni time when they sort of pick stuff up. How did you kind of find working together at first? Because a lot of the time with collaborative duos, it's either a complete mess or it's like a completely perfect fit right from the off. How did you find kind of working together in that kind of collaborative space?
I don't know. We always sort of just like think that the idea of what we wanted to do was very collaborative in the first place. Like, we weren't just like, oh, let's make some tunes, let's make some garage or whatever. We were both like, we both were listening to really similar music and kind of wanted to fuse a lot of the sounds that we were hearing into like this project, but kind of, you know, without giving it like a labeling it by genre or really having a major like plan for it, other than, you know, we wanted to experiment. I think that all came from that originally. Was we just wanted to mess around with different genres and kind of mash them up into some sort of electronic sound that we sort of hadn't even formulated yet. And even when you listen back to those first, you know, those things that we never released or anything, those first few tracks that are still deep on a hard drive somewhere, they really do sound like Earthnut tracks still. Like, you know, I don't know, I think they, yeah, we sort of, even
it
those
kind
first,
of worked
I think
in the beginning.
We made like two techno tracks, didn't we, right at the beginning, but like with super wooden percussion, and we used a lot of that Foley sampling stuff, you know, a lot of analog hardware influence. It's just all those things that sort of influence our sound, really, and like live recording and using our own vocals and all that sort of stuff sort of was happening from the offset anyway. And yeah, just sort of, it felt quite easy, didn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't hard work at all, was it? We just like sit down with kind of come up with an idea over the course of like 8 hours on a night, we'd kind of finish it off and then come back to it the next day, see if it was any good. And yeah, it wasn't until we made, what was it? We did that, I think Truffles was the first one that we uploaded, wasn't it? And that was, you know, you listen to that, it's definitely not garage. I don't even know what it is now. You can't really put that song in a box. And then off the back of that, we did
123 BPM, isn't it, that one?
Yeah, really slow and weird.
Really slow.
Actually, we did release it, didn't we, on our Bandcamp eventually, but yeah.
I mean, kind of looking through, obviously, the kind of works you put in, there always seems to be a very kind of unique twist. There always seems to be, again, a very electronic edge, but there always seems to be this kind of twist. Again, you call it that Earth Nut sound. If you were to describe your sort of sound, I know this is a very difficult question, but if you were to kind of describe your sound to someone who'd never listened to what you do before, how would you go about doing that? Because I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, it's a bit weird because it's not really like a tangible thing, is it? I feel like if you like listen to the tracks, you can definitely hear that. Oh, there, that's an Earth Nut track. It's got like that weird kind of
people
feeling.
Have always said like, that, haven't they? And we're like, oh yeah. No, it just sort of happens.
It's got like a weird, mysterious. It's kind of got like a, I don't know. It's got like a mysterious vibe, hasn't it? Some of it.
Yeah, I think as well. Like it does just relate to it. I don't know. I think the analog hardware stuff, especially recently as well, has definitely formed that sort of sound a lot, in terms of we are really into, like, you know, buying synths and trying to get out of the box and make music on hardware, which is kind of, you know, quite common in techno, but quite rare in the garage scene, really, to be trying to make kind of very hardware inspired tracks. I think that's definitely helped, but there is more to it than that. And I think originally we weren't even, you know, we were skint students. We didn't even have money to buy gear and synths and hardware until much later. So that sort of was always a pipe dream of ours, and it's more come into fruition more in the last couple of years. But yeah,
nice, man.
It's hard to pin down.
It's an interesting kind of story, because obviously we talk to a lot of different artists on this show, and obviously from a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different kind of musical avenues as well. It's always interesting to kind of dive into the sort of duos, especially who are working in a much more kind of experimental field. Obviously, over the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of releases from yourself. We've seen you kind of dive into a number of different areas. Obviously, you've mentioned the techno sound. You've mentioned the sort of garage stuff as well. There always seems to be this unique pocket that you're able to find. I was looking through some of the releases before we got into today's conversation, and I noticed that last year for yourselves wasn't the most active of years in regards to actually releasing. Was there a reason for that? Was it because you were kind of changing your sound? What was kind of going on behind the scenes?
It's probably lockdown didn't help at all. And also the year before that, we released much music. We released nearly 30 tracks or something the year before that. So I think we just sort of wanted to take a step back, and yeah, one, we were in lockdown, so we couldn't produced together in the studio, which obviously didn't help because we don't live in the same city, we don't live together, we're both separate at that point, which again is something, you know, down the line I think which will you know, help our workflow go quicker and quicker, is when we're actually in the same place again together, which is it is in the works. But yeah, no, I think lockdown didn't help, and you know, a lot of artists felt sort of uninspired by the whole COVID situation and not being able to go out and go to clubs and stuff. But yeah, I think also just having a break sometimes and reflecting as an artist on the previous stuff that you've done, and sort of how you want to improve your sound and how you want to improve things that you've done.
That was it, really.
It's not a bad thing, necessarily.
In 2020, we released so many tracks. We kind of were like, okay, let's have a step back. Let's think like what we could do next to like really push this forward, because there was a point, I think it was actually one of our releases in 2021, we did a release for our friends Eel, who are like a collective down in Falmouth who specialize in like experimental electronic music. We did this one track that was like so completely bonkers and so out there, and we were like, okay, right, we need to kind of rein it in now, kind of consolidate our thoughts.
But then that track ended up doing really well.
Yeah, it did do really well. It's
being like on BBC Introducing and getting Spotify playlisted and stuff. So it's funny. Often the ones that you're like, maybe that was too much, actually people pick up on, and they're like, oh, wow. That's
definitely
fresh.
I mean, kind of looking through your catalogue, you have released with a lot of the big boys at this point, especially within that sort of garage realm. Do you guys ever sit back and look at the discography over what is realistically quite a short period of time and go, we've done a lot here?
Yeah, definitely. It makes me not feel bad about, like, you know, not having loads of releases last year, because when I look back, I'm like, wow, we have achieved a bunch, and we were in much better circumstances for writing music together as a duo, in terms of, you know, we're living in the same city at uni, blah blah blah, like collaborating in the studio together way more, which is definitely, I think, you know, doing stuff online, and you know, COVID definitely pushed that and forced people to work and collaborate online more, but you know, it's definitely doable to a degree. But I think for the stuff we like to do, it's a lot of it comes from like jamming, and sort of, it almost feels like having a band practice. Do you know what I mean? Because we'll get all the synths out and we'll have a live jam, and we're sort of piecing things together from that. It's not so much like, oh, I've done these stems here, listen to these stems, or I've done this melody and vocal, put some drums on it, blah, blah, blah. It's more of a, yeah, it's sort of built more from the ground up these days.
We've definitely got more of a fluid being in process the same place, now.
Interesting. It's interesting to kind of hear about more than anything else the collaborative process, because obviously as a show, this, I feel this is a show that a lot of kind of music heads will listen into, a lot of more sort of production heads will listen into as well. So to kind of hear that sort of process of almost calling it like a band practice, is that something you've ever kind of considered doing, taking that Earth Nut sort of sound into a live kind of sphere?
That is the next step.
Like we're so close to kind of getting together like a whole set of that stuff now. It's just, we got to figure out like the, you know, we can do one whole track basically live now. It's just making the transitions and making it more of like a whole cohesive experience for the listener. There's maybe like a few more bits of kit that we should probably get before we do like a proper live show, but it's like literally on the cusp now.
I think we're aiming for summer. We have everything we need to do, you know, not everything we want, but everything we need to technically put together a live set now, because I've just got an Electron Digitax, which is sort of capable of sequencing, which was the issue we had before, was we couldn't sequence anything without using Ableton, and Ableton's a bit garbage for that, really. We wanted to get away from the computers. And now that I've got that, my Christmas present to myself, we're hoping by summer that we should have like a live set ready to start Amazing. Getting booked for, which will be exciting. Amazing. That's our aim anyway. We're trying to set a deadline on it.
It's such a kind of cool thing to kind of see, because obviously electronic music is so, to an extent, inside the box, isn't it? You're so always looking at screens. You're always kind of in sort of confined spaces. To kind of add that live element to it, it must make you excited to kind of experiment, I suppose.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. Like, we'd be lost there for like hours, just sat there and we're just listening to... like a little, it wouldn't even be a bar pattern, it would be like a half bar pattern, like a 8-step pattern on one of our little synths, just like a bass line, just going at it, and we'd just be like twiddling the knobs for about 2 hours, like a kick drum behind it, we'd be like, oh my god, this is incredible.
What a description.
And then, and then we'll listen back to it in the tomorrow morning, we'll be like, well, what the hell's this? But we go in there, we'll be like, we're going
much better
like,
at it.
Okay. This bit's really good. That bit's really good. Let's like take those out. Let's make something with that. And that's how we kind of came up with one of our more recent tracks. Last time I went down to Bristol, I think it was like last month in December, because we were playing a show. Before we did the show, Jack was working on this track. And then I came down with a synthesizer I just got, and we fiddling about with that, and then suddenly, you know, when we added that to the track and tweaked a few things, it suddenly all pieced together. That's something, that's something that having that live process of having that like jam process, I don't think that's an idea that we would have come up with if we didn't, you know, have a physical thing to be like fiddling about with, if that makes sense.
We both used to play instruments as well, like, you know, we both have like instrumental backgrounds, so I think for us to then move into the production realm and actually still be able to have like a tactile experience with instruments and like play things is quite important, and like makes it feel more fun and more real for me, and I think Leech as well, really.
100%, man. It definitely does kind of add that again, the live element, the unpredictability, the kind of you are in the moment to an extent. It's always going to add an extra level of excitement. And kind of with that, I do want to kind of move forward onto what the sort of plans are for this coming year, because obviously we've spoken a little bit about the sort of direction you want to take your sound. Is this sort of light? So this sort of live element, I'm assuming it's something we're going to be hearing more and more of from yourself as we move forward.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yes, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it really soon. Yeah. So, Jay, I don't know if we can talk about this.
I know exactly what you're going to say, and I'm going to bring it up in just a few seconds. We're going to bring it up in just a few seconds time, which I'm very excited to get into, to be honest with you. You know what? Let's talk about it now, because I do want to kind of introduce it, because we are going to be playing an exclusive track today off a forthcoming South Point project from Earthnut, which is one of the reasons I've asked to get the boys on today, purely to kind of talk through again that sort of futuristic process that's going on and whether we're going to hear more of this sound. So do you want to talk to me about We're Having Fun as a track and how you kind of added those extra elements in?
Yeah, mate. So that basically just started off as a project on my drum machine. I've got this thing called an Electron Analog Rhythm. It's sort of like a sampler in a drum machine, but it can do like bass lines and everything. And I had this project on there. Yeah, it's an insane little piece of kit. Had this idea for essentially like 6 months. And it was just sort of like this disgusting kind of techno bassy thing. Like, it was, I don't know how to describe it, and it's got all of
in
these
classic leechy fashion as well. It started off as like a 17 minute long live recording jam thing from his drum machine that he uploaded on SoundCloud. It was like, it started trimming down,
and I was just like, wow, I need to make this into a track. And and that's basically what this is now. It's in three parts. I think there's only three parts in it. So there's the intro, the drop, and then the second drop. And then the middle part, the breakdown, is sort of part of the first drop that I've recorded. So it's only like three stems, basically, that entire project.
Mad.
And then there's some synthy bits that Jack added in the breakdown and in the intros. And, you know, you'll hear those.
Yeah, I did the vocals. Coming.
Yeah, and the vocals, obviously, yeah.
Where the name comes from, yeah.
So, yeah, maybe five, six stems.
Yeah, very simple track, which a lot of techno is, I guess, of all about simplicity and slow progression and working with percussion and stuff. But yeah, no, added in a vocal that was sampled off some very strange, like, avant-garde poem thing on YouTube from some weird YouTube deep dive. And yeah, it's sort of all fit together, really. So strange, disconnected vocal and some big, beefy techno drums to make your sound system hum. And
it is essentially a performance, this track. We haven't really done much to it at all. And that's kind of a first for us. There have been a few in the past which are sort of performancey, like the WAP remix that was out on B-Swang. That was sort of... less in the box. It was more out the box, yeah. But
a couple of our tracks on the Slime, on the Downplay release as well, which all kind of came from the Analog Rhythm drum machine, but still we were doing a lot more editing, weren't we, back then, and sampling.
Yeah, whereas this one is like very little editing, mostly performance.
Fantastic stuff, guys. Well, I've got to say, it's really interesting to hear you kind of talk through the process. I don't want to interrupt. I want to kind of let you talk for real. It's so interesting to kind of hear you talk through it. Yeah, man, it's crazy. But we do slowly but surely have to start wrapping things up because we have run out of time, unfortunately. But guys, I just want to quickly ask, kind of, what's on the way for 2022? What's the sort of landscape looking like? Very quickly.
So we've got a gig that we would have already played by the time this aired, but shout out to Groove London in London and Kishan and all that lot, who are putting on some awesome events and doing some cool releases. We're also working with our friend Alex Ratty, DJ in Bristol. We've sort of helped set up a collective and events company and hopefully future record label in Bristol called Spin the Wheel. Which is awesome, worth checking out on like all the socials. We're doing monthly residencies now at the Cock and Tail, which is a sort of new venue bar in Bristol. Hopefully a few more releases down the line that you'll hear, as and when, really. And then obviously the live set, which is the big sort of aim for the year.
Bit of techno, there's a bit of dark garage and dubstep, as you know, people like from us. It won't all be techno this year, don't worry. a lot of bits and pieces,
promise.
Well, I've got to say it's been an absolute pleasure getting you on the line today. Thank you for taking the time out of your morning to have the chat with us. It's always good to catch up, and it's always good to get you actually onto the show. Guys, do you want to throw your socials out there so people can follow you if they aren't already?
It is at earthnut_official on Instagram and on Twitter. Just type in earthnut_music. We are in a process of consolidating our handles, but it's not quite there yet. But if you type in Earthnut, it will come up. It'll be the first thing. There's not many other people called Earthnut.
Yeah, it's a unique enough name.
Well, guys, I've got to say thank you again. It's been great to chat, and we'll chat soon. Okay.
Awesome. Cheers,
mate. It's been great. Cheers, Jay.
Big up, guys. So keep it locked, people, and don't go anywhere. We are going to jump into this one next. We're having fun, an exclusive run from Earthnut's new release with South Point as part of the new South Point Presents compilation. Following that, we are going to be getting into the Dub Shack. So keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. This is Breakfast with Kovu, and we are live on Trickstar Radio this morning. We're in the building till 10.